K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Upset City! Woo! Let's go! The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, indoor track and field, women's golf beginning tomorrow as I'm recording this on Saturday night. February 1st, 2025, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Sports, your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by, as we catch our breath here. Wow. K-State with the upset of upsets earlier today. Iowa State, we're going to jump right on into it. Iowa State goes down. Yes, sir. After K-State was going to fall under the pressure there. In the second half of this game, K-State, and this was really, probably for me, myself, the second time getting a closer look at this team on national television as they deliver huge, snapping Iowa State's 29-game home winning streak. Magic, Hilton Magic goes down today, 80-61, and K-State really took over in the second half of this game. Force causing a whole bunch of turnovers, running away with this game. I just gotta say right there, I think that for those first, what, 6-7 minutes of that second half right there, turned Iowa State over a bunch of times, converting those, making long range threes from downtown, Brennenhausen, from Des Moines, made that one from where he was at. But wow, so much composure there. Jerome Tang, we had criticized him. about time management or whatever. The fact that it is not calling timeout when you're supposed to call timeouts on a run. And Hilton Magic, Iowa State is one of those places where you cannot let the crowd in this game. And it looked there for a minute that it would, that it was going to be a collapse. I cannot sit here and lie. Can't sit here and lie. Saying, oh, damn, you know, here comes Iowa State. They're chatting it up with Alex there a little bit there during the game, and K-State delivered there, and this is huge. 3 wins in a row. Now, for the men's basketball team, this is the biggest one as they take down another ranked opponent, this time on the road, highest ranked opponent of the year. There, and yes, there are, and then commentators coming into this game saying, you know, one of them had the play, but I think it was a color commentary person saying that, you know, he was mentioning, oh, how, you know, here's K-State was in the first half of the year until now there's a difference, and this win can go a long way for Kansas State there. Doug McDaniel, woo, 20 points for him, which was a season high to this point for K-State, and K-State has win number 10, and oh, yeah. Can I dare say we own Iowa State? Hell yeah. At least on the basketball side. Hey, we didn't win in the football side. We should have won. But hey, women's basketball came through the other night in overtime. And there's been a lot of chatter about the crowds for the women's basketball team. And rightfully so. I have said this throughout the season when it comes to women's basketball. And you guys showing up, K-State Nation, right? Showing up, showing out for those girls. And like I did another night in men's basketball on the road, you lead by two. You led by two going in, and I'm like, all right, here comes. I mean, I'm right. I mean, we're sitting here like, okay, this is the first half team that they're going to play well and then fall under pressure. We saw that in non-con. We saw that a little bit in the Big 12 schedule so far. But it's casting for this team to just slam the door like they did and really outplay Iowa State. Let's be honest, they outplay Iowa State there for a lot of that stretch in the second half there. And there was a little bit there. They went on that run. What was it? 9-0 run. There, oh, here comes the crowd and all that. And they silenced them. Brennenhausen made some huge shots. One from NBA range. Three. And that was all she wrote there. As K-State, Jerome Tang, Doug McDaniel and company take down, upset Iowa State earlier today in Ames, Iowa, by the count of 80-61, and more importantly, break some kind of a losing streak on the road. That's crazy. It's like, I thought this team won a game already on the road. Apparently not. I mean, look, they had a chance earlier in the season with Baylor, with what? Oklahoma State, like I mentioned earlier, they had a lead at Baylor, couldn't close them out. And today, I think now, this team is starting to come around a little bit here in the second half as K-State now goes to 10-11 on the season, 4-6 for the emerging men's basketball team now in the Big 12 Conference there. 3 wins in a row. Eddie Greer, third Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. This win was the first over a top 5 opponent on the road since Baylor of 2017, and K-State, that 19-point lead, largest ever on a top 5 opponent on the road ever there as well. You break a potential 30-game home winning streak for Iowa State, and I think I might be selling this a little wrong on the statistician part of it for the Cats. They were talking about, there was a staff there saying they ain't have won a road in quite a bit there since last year as well. But now you can silence that there as well in this basketball game here, as you got to credit Jerome Tang's defense here in this game, especially in the second half of this game. Yeah, I got home in the halfway through the first half of this game, watched it from here on. And this is actually the first time I got close up since the second half, watched it sitting down and watched this team play. Playing, they obviously outscored Iowa State in the second half, 43-26. As I mentioned a few moments ago, they led by 2, 37-35 at halftime. Iowa State was led by Tamin Lipsey, 20 points on an afternoon for him. Curtis Jones, 14. It was not enough for the Cyclones, and TJ Ostenberger and company. Boy, he got teed up in this game. Ostenberger, I'm talking about there. There was a video. Of course, I've been saying all week long about this rivalry, whether it's women's or men's basketball, in particular with the coaching staff of the men's on the side. What happened last year? There were some handshakes before the game earlier with the coach. There was a video out on social, the exchanges and whatnot between these two coaching staffs there. So there's respect there to say that. But K-State got the last laugh here in this game this afternoon. Here, Doug McDaniel, 20 points of 18-17 from the field, 3-6 from downtown. He hit some big shots. Coleman Hawkins had big shots as well. Brenhausen as well here. Coleman Hawkins was huge once again for Kansas State. 17, 4 steals for him. He played pretty much the whole game, pretty much by 1 minute. 5 of 10 from the field. Perfect from downtown. Brenhausen, 2 of 5 from downtown on 15 points. Max Jones at 12. Gasson at 10. That's 5 more. You're now starting to get consistent play on the offensive end. This is probably the third, in this winning streak. You have now at least 4 or more players scoring in double digits. That's what you got to do. It can't be just one or two. Cannot be just one player. Can't count on that. You got to count on everybody in this instance here, as K-State puts up 5 in double digits with this upset win over Iowa State. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We are celebrating another win over Iowa State this weekend. K-State was basketball, took care of business at home against Iowa State a few nights ago. And this afternoon, K-State with a big upset, this time coming through against a top 5 opponent, Iowa State. And Iowa State was kind of limping in here a little bit off of the buzzer beater loss on the road against Arizona. They look like they didn't want to play. This could have been a lot worse. Let's be honest with that. It could have been a lot worse for them, but they somehow got back at work. And we anticipated that run. They got on the run. I'm like, oh boy, hang on to your hats, folks. They're gonna blow this lead. But Jerome Tang calling a timeout at the right time. So finally, the wheels are turning with this men's basketball team sitting at 4-6 now. You have 3 ranked opponent. You have 3 top 25 wins. One of them now in the top 25. You upset Iowa State, who is 3rd coming in here. That's gonna change for them as they lost back-to-back games there as well in this basketball game. Moby Ingeroa played. He had 4 points. CJ Jones had 2. Who got in foul trouble? one of the Jones boys got in foul trouble in this game. Yeah, it was CJ. CJ got a lot of foul trouble. He ended up fouling out his basketball game as well. 44% shooting from the field with K-State. 50% from downtown. That will win you a lot of ball games right there. We talk about lining up for three. They were doing that. And every time Iowa State was on the heater, K-State would answer back with a big shot of their own right there. As K-State now on a three-game winning streak. We're not on a little losing streak. We're on a three-game winning streak. As I said this week on this podcast, you got to start building blocks, right? Start stacking up wins. I don't care who it is at this point of the season. You have to start stacking up wins. Get confidence in here. Let's not worry about the NCAA tournament or NIT and all that. Stack up wins. You're now playing really good basketball right now. Here, as I don't have a schedule right now of who they're playing next. I don't have Jerome Tang up here. I will sit up here later on tonight and listen to his post-game presser here. So let me go to the schedule real quick for next week, as that's concerned there. Yeah, Arizona State. You got a lot of momentum now. You got to go out west now to play Arizona State on Tuesday night. Late game, 9 Central time, and that's 7-ish Pacific time. So that's what we're looking at next for K-State men's basketball. Arizona State, Tuesday night, late night, Big 12 basketball, 9 o'clock Central time. Let's go ahead and take a look at the picture right now here as I'm recording this postcast on Saturday night, the first day of February. Can you believe, folks, we're in now the second month of 2025 here on the K-State athletic calendar here. Yeah, Houston, hang on a second here, let me see. We have here, this is the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast Edition, Upset Edition. Eddie Gritter third here for a couple more minutes. Houston now. Houston's still undefeated in the conference. Arizona second, a clear second. There's one and a two and a third. That's Texas Tech, Iowa State. We handed them their third conference loss of the year. And there is the emergence of K-State now starting to rise up to the ranks a little bit now, trying to get out of that bottom of that cellar of the Big 12, 4-6 now, locked up with Utah now, and UCF. And also, let's go ahead and throw in West Virginia in the mix. And so you beat them, you upset them last weekend in Manhattan, Kansas. So you're now in the 4-win bracket now with a golden opportunity to make it a 5 wins now. And Arizona State, 3-7 in the conference and 12-9. Overall for them. So, hey, yeah, K-State men's basketball, I think now turning the corner, third consecutive win, and a second-ranked opponent goes down in this winning streak. And this one, a huge one, taking out Iowa State and Farmageddon on the road in Hilton Magic and snapping Iowa State's 29-game consecutive winning streak on top of that. So, momentum is huge in college athletics, and that's what K-State did there. I gotta say, man, I feel like I keep saying this every weekend now, but I think now this is their best game. Really responding to adversity there in this basketball game. Kansas State upsets number 3rd ranked Iowa State 80-61 today in Ames, Iowa. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast. It's found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app, Greer 380's Podcast. Where I'm going to talk with Alex again here, see if we get him on Monday night over there on that channel. But for right now, you can check out the latest episodes, bonus content over on Podbean. And if you're not subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast, what are you doing? Make sure you hop on board, join us every day. K-State coverage every day of your Wildcats out there in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to wrap things up for now. K-State upsets Iowa State. Another win against Iowa State in the athletic department this week. Eddie Greer, go Cats!